You're listening to Offbeat Music Box. I'm Carol Kay, and I'm with
Simone. Hello.
Oh, and today we have a special guest with us. His name is Robert Reichert. Say hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for joining us, Robert.
All right. Yeah, we have a really interesting topic today, and that's why Robert's sitting in. He's got some really good information on this stuff. So, Simone.
Hello.
Let's get right into this.
All right.
What do you think about when I say the word samples?
Right away, hip-hop comes to mind. We've been sampling since the beginning of time in the hip-hop genre.
Okay, interesting. The reason I asked you that was because our last conversation, you said that's part of the reason why you like hip-hop so much was because of the samples. And I remember responding that if it's done well, then yeah, sure, why not?
Right.
So I wanted to bring up a few, and I talked to Robert. He's really knowledgeable in this stuff, and he compiled a few songs for us.
Some good stuff, too.
Yeah, to talk about and to share with our audience today. Robert.
Well, one of the things that we talked about when we started talking about this topic was, you know, we said that oftentimes when people talk about samples, they come at it from either a positive or a negative angle, more often negative. And I think the question at the beginning of the show that you asked of what do you think of when you think of hip-hop, Simone?
Samples,
right.
Left and right.
What do you think of when you think of samples? You think of hip-hop. They're kind of inextricably linked. The thing, though, is that I think you kind of hinted on it. We've been sampling since, you know, it's like cave painting. Somebody comes up with a sound, somebody else imitates that sound.
Yeah.
You know, one of the topics we talked about was the Star Spangled Banner is a poem that was set to an existing tune.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so our really? National anthem is kind of sampled. Not sampled in the digital sense that we think of now.
Right.
But it's certainly borrowing another musical idea and adding lyrics to it. And there you go. What does that sound like? You know?
I didn't even know that. Is that embarrassing? Should we know that stuff? We should, right?
I don't think so. I mean, it comes up on Wikipedia, so you can definitely find it there. But if you're not looking,
That's interesting, though.
You don't assume, though. And I think what's cool about the list of samples that we're going to talk about is that a lot of them fall into that category of, that came from that?
Yeah.
You know? So good sampling, kind of like Picasso said, good artists borrow, great artists steal.
Oh, right? That's so true. Holy shit.
Oh my God. Part of me hates that quote, by the way. But you know what's interesting about this topic too, and it just came to me, was I had a conversation with this guy who was, I seem to have a lot of conversation with guys.
Random guys.
Yeah, weird.
Jesus.
But he's a producer and engineer, and it was very, really interesting how he brought up the whole idea of originality and how things aren't original and things are just discovered, you know, and he had a really interesting insight on it. So I kind of feel that way about sampling too. It's like,
I mean, comedians, we take from Richard Pryor, we take from George Carlin. So
sure.
I could see why greatness comes from other great people.
Well, I mean, I think the question of originality, you know, we ascribe so much value to originality. When you're in kindergarten, they tell you don't copy.
Right.
That's an edict, you know, don't
yeah.
copy. But the reality of the real world is everybody copies all the time to some degree.
Yeah.
It's at what point does it cross over to, you know, unoriginality
right.
or stealing, these types of questions.
Right. And that's where we're going to talk about stealing. That, remember the Vanilla Ice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I can't wait for that topic.
Yeah, we'll get right into that too. I think one of the first ones I want to bring up is one that it actually pertains around a lot of like pop culture music right now, like pop culture, R&B and things like that. That's all on the surface to the masses. And a lot of people are familiar with this artist. That's why I want to bring him up. And a friend from work actually brought up this group that they sampled this song from. And I didn't even know they exist. I actually really like that particular group now. It's kind of cool.
That's one of the cool things about sampling, too, is that you discover new artists.
I discovered both just today, this character and then the sample.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, who are they? What are they called? Do you remember? Let's see. Balkan Beatbox? They have the song called Hermetico, and this album came out in 2007, not too long ago, okay? It's still
not
within
too long ago
a decent range, yeah. The beat was sampled by Jason Derulo in his new song with 2 Chainz, which is called
Workout.
The song is called Workout, yeah. Just, we should give him a little sample of that. What do you think? Or do we want to go into it a little bit more, or do you want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Talk dirty to me.
Jason Derulo, man, I didn't even know about this guy until we mentioned this song and you played it for me, and I like the sample because of that saxophone, but I don't even know who the hell this guy is, but this song's pretty good.
But you heard it on the radio though, right?
Unfortunately, yeah. Didn't know his name because he's born in 1989. I think I have shoes older than him.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. He also sampled another great track by Imogen Heap, and this is definitely one that a lot of people recognize because at least out here in Los Angeles, they played it ad nauseum on the radio. You heard it over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just play it. We don't even have to name it.
Yeah. What you say? That you only meant well, but of course you did. What you say? What you say? What you say? That it's all for the best, because it is. What you say?
That it's all for the best, because it is what you say. That it's just what we need. You decided this, what you say. What did she say?
The crazy thing about that to me is that song by Imogen Heap, is it? Did you say?
Imogen Heap.
I always pronounce it wrong, but I do like her. Anyways, it's only been, what, a two-year difference from when that song was released and the Jason Derulo sampled one. It's kind of interesting because they don't really even give it time, you know? And it's like a cross-genre sampling. It's cool in a way because we can educate our music lovers and all that good stuff.
Is there some kind of sampling etiquette? Like, don't you want to wait 10 years before you just start sampling somebody else's stuff?
You would think there would be. Or if there isn't, there should be. You know, you want to give the original at least a little bit of time to grow its own legs.
Shit.
But at the same time, I mean, so many times these original artists, they benefit so much from the sampling. I mean, you look at Dido and
oh, that's true.
And Eminem.
How much do you think she got paid? The original compared to like the Jason Derulo, like if you sample that, she's gonna get paid off of that song.
I guarantee you, she made more money off of him sampling her and the repeated plays from that than the original. Definitely.
Okay, well that's cool then.
Yeah, because honestly, I don't think I heard her song anywhere ever.
No.
More than I've heard that Jason Derulo song in a year. Like, you know, maybe I've heard that song once on Pandora or something, and Jason Derulo like every hour by the hour, you know.
Ridiculous, man.
Yeah, well, since we're talking about current pop stars and pop culture right now, names that are familiar to the current generation, let's talk about Pitbull and his sampling.
Yeah, let's get into that guy.
Well, we discovered that really interesting little tidbit about Pitbull when we were listening to the Christina Aguilera track that he did with her. We were saying, you know, we recognize this melody, not so much that it was a direct sample pulled from something, but the melody itself that Christina sings sounded familiar, and we looked it up, and sure enough, very popular, very familiar song from the 80s.
Take On Me. Yeah, I love that song. Love that music video too, by the way. But anyways, totally sampled.
Bam.
I mean, they changed the words, and they're definitely sampled some of the music.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, and the track sounds different because the words that she's saying, you know, that alters the melody a little bit. But if you listen to them side by side, you can definitely hear the connection.
Right.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that right now.
Oh,
right, so that's a really popular song from the 80s, and versus the whole Pitbull song, which is popular now. And I do wonder, though, since it's such a popular song, and usually popularity means, you know, very difficult to access or to borrow or to sample financially anyway, what are some of your thoughts about that, guys? Like, who wants to share some insight? You
should definitely chime in on this one.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think it boils down to, we live in a remix culture, and I think you guys would agree with that. I mean, just the samples that we're looking at, we're saying, oh, some of these have 3-4 different samples in a song, and we're not talking always obscure samples. Sometimes
right?
They're 4 top number one hits, to where they become more mashups than tracks unto themselves. So the question that it raises is not only artistically, ethically, but if you can't afford to buy a pop song, how do you, you know, a Jason Derulo can afford to buy, you know, a pop song that's been number one on the charts.
Right.
What about, you know, the average Joe on the street who's an artist? They can't afford the rights to those.
Speaking of mashups, there is one artist, J. Cole, who has several songs in one, wrapped up in a nice little package. And first of all, I want to know how much that cost. Is it even worth it? Can we get into that song?
Yeah, we should definitely listen to it, because that's the one that we looked up that had a lot of crazy samples that we recognized.
Some we can't even, like, pinpoint yet.
Right.
Yeah, well, the main one on that that just stands out and that is most recognizable is the Paula Abdul.
I love the way she says Paula Abdul, like she's disgusted by why would you remake that shit?
I mean, not all samples are great, guys. Let's be honest. I just don't think this was a good choice to remake for this genre. But let's have a listen. Let's have a listen.
Straight up, now tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No, man. I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing?
Wow.
Yeah, I think we could talk about a lot of things in this instance.
Let's
do
it.
The least of which would be, of any song needing some auto-tune, it would probably be this one.
Oh.
My God.
Oh, that. My bad, guys. That was actually my ringtone.
Oh, Jesus. Throw your phone in the trash.
No, but while it was playing, we were talking about, you know, we were listening to the Paula Abdul sample and then this one, and we were saying, you know, it would have been an interesting artistic, you know, direction to try and sample the music from that track.
Definitely.
As opposed to the melody, because, you know, the music is almost that freestyle sound, and that would have been cool.
That man, I just can't really appreciate why he did that.
He ruined the song for me, okay? Because I really did like that Paula Abdul song. I was gigging to that up until the point he remade it.
But ouch.
That really wasn't my ringtone, guys. I'm sorry, because I actually don't like that song. I never do that to myself.
Yeah.
I can actually comment, though, on why he does that.
Why?
It's the nature of association. It's popular music. The reason we like popular music is because other people like it, because we hear it when we go out, because we recognize it and we associate it with things. And if you can buy association, in this case, some Paula Abdul throwback association, especially if you were, say, 5 or 6 when that song came out, now you're of money spending age and your older sibling or parent liked that track, and now you're out buying your own music and making your own decisions. Well, that's a throwback, and it sounds familiar, but it's got this new voice and this new take on it.
Yeah, I could see that. He probably got a lot of fans from that song and lost some at the same time.
I'm pretty sure he gained them, because I think a lot of his fans don't know anything about music at that time, from that time anyway.
Yeah, but that's true.
Yeah.
They probably thought, oh my God, he's so creative. And then we're just listening to it like, oh my God, did he really do that?
That's the funny thing about samples, is that we don't know they're samples a lot of times, and we're like, this is so good, and then we realize it's a sample, and sometimes a part of me feels like, ooh, I like the original better, or the sample actually made it better, because maybe it just wasn't my time when the original came out. But a lot of times I feel a little bit I don't know, I kind of feel like ripped off sometimes. I'm like, damn, you're it, cheated. I thought you were such a genius.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
So there are a couple other ones here on our list that we'd like to scratch the surface on. And another one that's actually pretty modern right now would be this Jay-Z and featuring Justin Timberlake, Holy Grail. I believe that one was sampled from Nirvana, is it?
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say we can put this in the not so great sample category too. I don't know. Was that the consensus?
That was definitely the consensus.
Yeah, I feel like we're playing a lot that we're not happy with, guys. But let's play it anyway. We brought it up. No, nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain did it to myself. And we all just entertainers. And we're stupid and contagious. No, we all just entertainers.
Okay, Robert, what would Kurt Cobain be doing right now if he heard this?
You know, I'm not a big Nirvana fan, but I do remember hearing in the past that one of the attributed reasons for Kurt Cobain's suicide was seeing what the business machine was doing to his artistic endeavors. So I can't help but imagine he's rolling over in his grave thinking of Justin Timberlake singing Smells Like Teen Spirit.
He's probably dying twice right now, poor bastard.
Oh my gosh. That's... Man, I'm telling you, Kurt Cobain, I'm not so sure he'd be thrilled about this either, guys.
Hell no.
Man. Okay, well, let's move on because, let's move on. All right, so here's another interesting sample, and it wasn't sampled just once, but twice. Well, multiple times, but these are the ones that are actually more familiar to the masses. But it's one sampled from the Isley Brothers, Between the Sheets, sampled by Biggie Smalls for Big Papa. And then sampled by Gwen Stefani for, is it Luxurious?
Yeah, it's Luxurious. And this goes back to my earlier statement about artists and stealing versus borrowing. This is an example of stealing. I mean, I think, you know, by far, Biggie's version of this is what we all think of this track.
Right.
And Gwen tried to steal it back, but then, or steal it from him, but it's his. It's one of those
He owned that shit.
Yeah, he locked it in, and it's just, it's a great piece of art.
I wouldn't necessarily have taken that, like, because that's what we were ingrained with, is that Notorious B.I.G. and the Isley Brothers. So to kind of jack that again,
it's dangerous. It's a risk.
Fucking dangerous.
Totally,
yeah,
totally. It's a risk. And you know, she's
gotta be pretty brave.
She was riding high on her pop status. Yeah. She's thinking, hey, I can just lift Biggie Smalls.
Right. Exactly.
I like the way you said Biggie Smalls, by the way. That was really awesome.
Well, he was really awesome, so it's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, let's play some of that stuff, actually.
Get into it. Oh, baby girl, just cling to me and let your mind be free while making love between the sheets. Ooh, girl, I love you all night long. You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Why? Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be mad. Glorious, like Egyptian cotton. We're so rich in love, we're rolling in cashmere. So there you have it. Boom. Three remakes. Well, not three remakes. Two remakes off of one original song. But I think they're all done well. I think the original was lovely. Biggie's was good. Gwen did hers really well, too. And it's slowed down a little bit, too. Pretty mellow. I like them all. Touche.
What was your favorite one, Simone?
I definitely Biggie. But after hearing Gwen again, I have to give her props. She did it pretty good.
Yeah, and we were just listening, and I'd never actually listened through the Isley original. But I that one was pretty nice, too. I'd actually like to hear kind of a mashup.
Oh, yes. By who? Bruno?
Jason Derulo.
Oh, Jason. You know he's probably writing this shit down right now.
Oh, no. J. Cole would have to do the mashup. Isn't he the one that has like five samples in one
he
song?
He does.
Yes, you're right.
J. Cole.
I think he takes a guy. Count for that one, guys.
Definitely.
I think another really infamous one is that Vanilla Ice one, huh?
Yeah. Ooh, this one. Yeah. Remember that interview on MTV?
Yes.
Wow. What were you doing, Vanilla?
Well, they changed it very dramatically from the original, because if you remember in his interview, the original went dun 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 dun. But when Vanilla Ice sampled it, it actually went dun 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 dun.
That's right. That's exactly.
I mean, that made it different, okay, to his argument.
And he had a big ass smile on his face. You knew he was lying through his teeth.
Oh my god, dude, lying to your face and robbing you in your front pocket—it's crazy.
Oh.
But you gotta give him credit, because that is the one rap song in history that every white boy in the country knows every single word to.
Hell yes.
Now, the original was Queen and David Bowie, correct?
Yeah, it was a collaboration between the two. It was actually, if the article I read was correct, the first time David Bowie had actually teamed up with somebody else, which is interesting because I didn't actually associate this with Queen. I thought this was David Bowie from Under Pressure. I thought it was him by himself.
I didn't know that either.
So that, Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure versus the Vanilla Ice Experience. Vanilla Ice Experience, yeah. It's a lot of hip-hop that you recognize samples from.
Yes.
But like Robert mentioned, other genres cross-reference each other all the time, too. We just don't recognize it because we're more, I guess it really depends on the genre you're interested in.
I'm going to have
in.
To be more hyper-aware of this now, because I'm really interested in the samples, and I'm going to just, it's not going to, I'm going to hear music in a different way now. I'm like, did they sample that shit?
Yeah, I agree. Like, I listen to music, like, very thoroughly. I'm very detail-oriented in that way. And I'm surprised I don't pick more of them out. But, and my music palette is pretty eclectic as it is. So I'm super surprised.
We should definitely have a part two also.
Yeah, I think we should totally follow up on this one.
Deal.
Yeah, so it's not just hip hop, but I think, you know, hip hop does use it and they use it well. What do you think, Robert?
Yeah, totally. And I think that, you know, hip hop is definitely responsible for elevating the art form of sampling. And, you know, I think the nature of the art form itself, I mean, hip hop, rap, they all tend to be more concerned, maybe I shouldn't say more concerned, but often they prioritize rhythmic elements over melodic. And what this means then is that, you know, you can take those rhythmic elements and you can layer them over top of other compositions that have different keys, different chord progressions, but because you're not, your central content is not so melodic, it doesn't have to adjust to fit those.
Interesting. Things. It makes sense.
Yeah, very technical, Robert, but very educational indeed. I think that's a great observation, and thanks for bringing that one to the table. I think, you know, a lot of people that are listening is more aware now. Something to look out for. But
we should do one more, one that we really like, because I think we shit on a few, and rightfully so, J. Cole. Sorry. But we definitely, there's one out there that I know we're going to love. Let's do it.
All right, so let's give them one we like, guys.
Walking down the road, tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow.
We're talking about samples we like. This one, we like the original, and we like the final product. What would you call it?
The sampled one?
The sampled one.
The sampled version. Robert, as Robert said, I'm stealing the words out of your mouth. Guilty pleasure?
Oh, my God.
I actually don't think it's a guilty pleasure at all, but I was just giving you guys an out if you wanted to save some credibility.
I did not want to admit I like this song, honestly.
No, I don't care that people know I like Janet Jackson, okay? But maybe it's you, Simone.
I like this song. I like both of them, but Janet, she did a good job.
Yeah, I gotta say, that's one thing about her, and especially when she worked with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
That's right.
You know, if they did sample, which they, I don't think they did often, when they did, they made it their own. And kind of like the Biggie example we talked about.
Right. They definitely made it their own with this one.
Yeah, for sure. And I like that. I like the cross genres. I think we've given them quite a few that's cross genre today, haven't we?
I was dancing in the studio, guys. This Janet Jackson song made me shake it.
Oh, yeah. You
embarrassment.
You can't help but to, right?
Yeah, true that.
Anyways, well, we hope you enjoyed our little conversation there about samples. And before we let you go, we tend to like to leave you with something to ponder. And what's suiting for this topic is guess these samples. So we'll play you two different songs, and these songs have both been sampled, and we'd like for you to hit us up on Twitter or email us your answer. Our Twitter is at Offbeat Music Box, or you can email us your answer at offbeatpod, that's P-O-D, short for podcast, at gmail.com, and let's see if you can recognize any of these.
Behind enemy lines, so I got mine. I hope ya
got yourself a gun.
You from the hood, I hope ya
got yourself a gun.
You want beef, hope ya
got yourself a gun.
And when I see you, I'ma take what I want. So you try to front, hope ya
got yourself a gun.
You ain't real, hope ya
got yourself a gun.
My first album had no famous.
I guess we're done for the day, right, Simone?
We are done. Thanks, Robert.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, sir. All right. Well, until next time, I'm Carol Kay.
My name is Simone.
Stay offbeat, guys.
Do it.